Mishlei Perek Beis, Bini, Im Tikach HaMarayim Mitzvosi Titzbon Itach. So he just said in Perek Aleph, this whole thing of, he's telling his kid, you got to be careful of who you're going to deal with. You have to look for Chachma and try to find it in any way possible. Here, this Perek is going to be all about keeping that Chachma and using it in the best way. Bini, Im Tikach HaMarayim, if you take my words, Mitzvosi Titzbon Itach, and my commands with you, this is not referring to mitzvos as in the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although the drush is obviously dealing with mitzvos of Hashem. This is referring to, no, do what I'm telling you to do with no ulterior motives. Just do it because I am telling you this is the best thing for you. So that could be a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling us to do his mitzvos. That would be the medrash behind it. Or just a father telling his kid, trust me, I've been through this before. I know what to do and what not to do. Don't do this. That's the idea behind it. And you'll see that in all of these psukim, you're going to see the word if. In Tikach HaMarayim, if you take it over here. These are all conditional. You can't force this upon a person. If you want to get the fear of God, the Yiras Hashem that a person is looking for, you have to work your way up to it. If you do this, then you will gain Yiras Hashem. But you can't just have it all just like that. And beginning is difficult. If you start this, then don't worry, everything will be with you. Once you start, things will come. But anytime a person starts Gemara, it's really, really difficult until you spend years on it. And then all of a sudden it becomes like, oh, I get it now. I'm starting to get it. But it's really difficult to get that point. It says, L'hakshiv l'chochma aznecha, make your ear turn to wisdom. Tatelib chalotuna, turn your heart to understanding. And what that means is be attentive. Here's the deal. Most people will learn tons and tons of things just by listening. Once you start listening to people, then everything becomes a little bit better. The best conversations you will ever have are when you're listening to people and not stating your own opinion. That's the idea behind it. That's the first thing he tells him. Ki im labina tikra. If you want understanding, you call out to understanding, latuna titin kolacha, and lift up your voice for bina to be given to you, this type of understanding to be given to you. If you want that, in tvakshena kakasa. If you search for it like silver, then you have to do so as if you would a hidden treasure. If I knew that there was a treasure somewhere hidden in my house, and all I had to do was take my treasure map and look at it, you better believe I'm going to scour over it for days. I'm going to look at absolutely everything. I'm going to try to figure out everything beforehand. Is there anything I'm missing here? Is there anything that I don't have? And then I'm going to look in every single spot. And if I don't find something in that first spot, I'm going to look in a second spot. I'm going to redo it. I'm going to do it again and again and again because I know that there's a treasure here. I know there's something over there. If a person looks for Chachma and doesn't find it, like a person looks at Gemara and says, you know what, I give up on Gemara. I didn't see anything in it, so I'm just going to give up. Well, if this was a treasure, would you do that? No, of course not. You would say, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try something else. I'm going to try something different. And even if it's really, really difficult, you're going to keep pushing yourself when it comes to that. Not only that, but Chazal say, matmonim, which is the word in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, that word matmonim is mem tes monim. You count it in 49 different ways. Chazal tell us that there are 49 sha'arim, 49 gates of learning that one can learn, not just in the 49 levels where you gain until you get to Har Sinai, so to speak, but in every single drush that a person learns, there are 49 different ways of understanding it, meaning every person will understand a certain medrash in a certain way that's good for them. I'll get one way, you'll get one way, you'll get one way, Moshe, you'll get one way, Jordy. Each person will have their own little level that's explaining everything to them. But it's important to learn that it's bikesh, and then chipes. Bikesh is to seek. Chipes is to search. You seek for something where the location is unknown. You're going from place to place trying to figure out where exactly it's going to go. That's the idea. You search for your livelihood, wondering if it's this job or that job that's going to be good for you. But you search for something where the location is known, you just don't know exactly where. You know the job. You just don't know exactly where you need to bring it, so to speak, in that way. I'm sorry? BK Shrachamim is your search for Rachamim wherever you can get it. Wherever you can get it. I need something. I'm seeking something. I just don't even know where to go. As opposed to a chipus of Rachamim, which means you know where to go, you just have to get yourself there. You have to find it there. But that's exactly it. And that's the concept behind it. But like silver, right? When it comes to silver, silver literally could be anywhere. But treasures... treasures are wherever you feel, right? You know where treasures are. You just have to look for it and find it yourself, right? Real treasures are right there in front of you. They're just right over there when it comes down to it. Obviously, this could refer to other things like stopping working on your arrogance and making sure you don't have gaiva and stuff like that. Obviously, it's stuff like that. There's no question whatsoever. And you should always know that within every...
What would it mean if it's talking about gaiva?
if he's talking about gaiva, the idea is that in tivakshana kakezo chamoni techbasana, you have to search for it. You have to be extremely careful to cover it up with chipus. Chofes would also mean to cover it up. You have to cover it up yourself so that no one else sees that you got it. Like a guy texts me today and he says, I heard you finished shots like 35 times. I'm just like, nope. Not a true statement. That's not a true statement whatsoever. That would be a good idea to cover up and, you know, whatever it is. Even if he was even close to being right, right? That's something you cover up completely when it boils down to it. And there's also another thing to look at is that every single object in the world has a spark of holiness that is surrounded by a shell that might be something absolutely disgusting. So when you look at something, you might find something and say, oh, that looks ugly on the outside. There's nothing I like about that. But the inside is something that's awesome. There's something in there that you haven't seen, that you haven't gotten to it. If you search it out like silver, if you search for it, if you go in, eventually you're going to find that even the dirtiest piece of garbage could be an awesome piece of silver if you shine it until it comes down to its, you know, to the bottom part. If you try that hard, you will understand your Hashem, and you will find that Deah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll find that knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not easy to do.
It went from Bina. If you look for Bina, and then it went to Das.
Well, even more so, because in the very first place, it started with, in Pasuk Beis, Chachma.
Sorry.
It went from Chachma to Bina to Das. Now, what is Chachma? Chachma is that flash of inspiration. You know, you have like that idea that's just like, oh man, I can't think of it. Bina is when you understand it enough to be able to tell it over to another person, but it's not you yet. Das is when it's yours. This becomes your thing. It's like, it becomes synonymous with you. People know Zvi Zimmerman, they know the internet, because he created the internet, right? That's his thing that he is one with. And that's where Das comes into play. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu allows Chachma to come out from his mouth, as well as Das, as well as Bina. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's the one that allows it to all be there. Pasuk Zion. Yitzbon le'yisharm tushia. He preserves, he saves, he holds back for the yisharim, for the good people, tushia. A resource, you know, a way of saving. Mugging the whole chaytom, he is a shield, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to those who walk in perfection, to those who walk. There are people, and what it means by whole chaytom are the people, they don't go with like ulterior motives. They don't go in with any other reason other than I'm going to be yasher. I'm going to be straight. I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to walk in a straight path. I'm not going to act with any trickery or any type of, you know, mockery toward other people. I'm just going to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The word tum simply means simple. It means they're walking in the simplest way possible. Those are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserves and protects, because those are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the most. People don't have to act with, what's the word that I want to use over here? When a person acts smart but really isn't, he's just, the phrase in English is not the easiest term to be able to phrase. It's a wise tush.
A know-it-all.
Right? Yeah. A person like that who's like a know-it-all. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want somebody like that. Now, I'm a chutzif. Yeah. Somebody looks like I'm a chutzif. Somebody who, yeah.
Why is this? What about the four sons? Why is it Tom?
I don't think he is. I mean, you can deal with it in different ways, but Yaakov was known as an Ishtam. In many ways, we think of the Chacham to be the opposite of the Rasha. But a wise man is not the opposite of an evil man. A wise man is the opposite of a simple man. In certain ways, certain aspects, you can say that the Chacham and the Rasha are synonymous with each other, and the opposite of either one of them is the Tum and the Shein of the Elishol. The people who have perfect faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and don't act all wise or don't act like a Rasha in front of anybody else. The Tum might actually be the opposite of the Rasha. And he might be the best of the kids that are there. Got into a fight about that at my Seder table maybe 8 years ago with all my brothers, where I said that the Tum, I think, is the greatest of all the children at the Seder itself. My brothers all argued with me. I told them they're all Rashaim. Right? I was the Tum, so I was perfectly fine with that. Right? This is perfect for you. But it worked out well. Still think I'm right about that. Linsor Orchos Mishpat, they protect the ways of judgment. I'm sorry?
Why does he use the stuff so? Is that the conjunction?
I'm not good with that sort of stuff. Okay. That's like my worst type of thing. I think it's the fact that it's holchei som as opposed to holchei tam. Holeich tam. I think that, but I have no idea. Linta Orchos Mishpat, they preserve the ways of judgment of the Derech Hasid of Yishmor, and they guard the ways of the Hasidim when it comes down over here. It means there are people, right, that obviously they have their temptations, and there are certain things that get everybody. Like, I have something that really bothers me that I really want to deal with over here. Hasidim follow the mitzvah properly, but they need to be guarded. You need to set up safeguards. Like, for example, just giving an example, you can't have just open internet by anyone if you expect to be a saint. Yes, could it be that a person will just be like, listen, I have unfiltered internet and I have not messed up. It's possible to have that happen. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. People like Rav Twersky here in Shul are like that. They're Hasidim and those people are perfectly fine. But I think even they need some type of a safeguard to keep them from doing things that are wrong, because how are you going to guard yourself? Again, at one point, you're going to see something that you didn't really want to see. It's difficult, but eventually that happens. So even then, even these people that are doing Orchos Mishpat, that are Hasidim, they need something to be a safeguard for them, Linsor, to be able to protect them as they go through.
It's talking about Hashem being the Linsor.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that referring to? It's not Hashem puts internet.
In a way, it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting those people who are, you know, sitting with, you know, who are sitting and learning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of them and what they need and making sure they have what they need. But for us to be able to take from it, like obviously, if we were tremendous Talmid Chachamim, we'd be protected.
The question is, why did they need safeguards?
Even they need to make their own, right? And really, we don't even have to look further than Pirkei Avos in the very first Mishnah. The second thing was, make asusial gutaira, make yourself a fence, a guardian when it comes to Torah, because unfortunately, we can't do it on our own. Oz tavin tzedek o mishpat o meisharm kol magel tov. So then you'll understand what it means to do tzedek and mishpat and yesharim and good things. Kol magel tov. Every good course of what it's going to be. Now, the funny thing about magil is you're dealing with a circle. I mean, you're going in one way. If a person is really going in the right path, he's going in a circle from one way to the other, understanding what he needs to do in every good situation. That's what righteousness and justice and equity seems to mean. Lasid Levo, everybody's going to sit in a circle with a shechina in the middle, which means everybody's equidistant from God. No one is greater than everybody else, like the perfect communist scheme. That's why Jews are all communists, because it's the hope that eventually, by the times of Mashiach, we're all equal to one another. But that's what it is. We're all sitting in one big circle together, looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When it's a ma'agel tov, when there's a good circle, you'll understand how everything works, how all those things go together. That's when chachma enters your heart. V'das l'nafshcha yinom, and das will be pleasant for your soul as well when it over here. Some people are waiting for this like olam haba type of pleasure where like everything just comes to them and they're like, oh man, that's the feeling that I've been looking for. But the truth is, you get that in this world when you get to the level where you're just happy with where you are and what you've been doing. You're pretty good with where you are and what you've been doing up until now. Once you get there, you're sort of like, this is where I was supposed to be. This is what I wanted to be. That's the idea of what it means to have a magil tov. That's the idea behind this, as well as getting it up. And yin'am, the word is darchei no'am. No'am is pleasant. You want that to be very pleasant for you. So we're in Perek Bey's Pasuk Yud, right over here, Mishal over here. There's a mushal that's given over here. A man took a husband for his daughter and promised to serve him good, tasty meals every single time. After the wedding, it became clear to that the chassan was not a guy who was worth spending his money on. The chassan was just, he thought, he put up a good show, you know, when they were engaged, but now he saw that he's just a good-for-nothing, lazy guy who's not going to work, he's not going to do anything, he doesn't do anything at all. After arriving home in the middle, you know, at the end of the day, after doing nothing all day long, he was served this really, really good meal, and whatever it is, right? So what did the father do? Father promised him a meal. So what did he do? He made the meal in the middle of the day. So by the time the guy came home, it was already cold. It had lost its flavor. It was hardened. So the guy came home and he said, what's going on? You promised me like an awesome meal. And the father said to him, he said, look, it's your fault for coming home so late. If you would have come home on time, or the time that we had allotted for you, right when you were done with whatever work you had, you would have gotten everything you needed. So the idea behind it is when a man fritters his whole day away on foolishness, does absolutely nothing. He sits there and he wonders and he's like, well, where's my olam haba? where's my good stuff in this world? I want to have some real pleasure in this world. I'm expecting to have stuff. Where did I get it? And the answer is, you didn't work on anything to be able to deserve that pleasure to be there. Sure, there's a little bit here and there that you're saving for Olam Haba, but there's nothing else there. You didn't work on anything to be able to deserve the pleasant aroma that you wanted to get, the meal that you were supposed to have. You missed out on it. You missed out on everything. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Mezima Tishmar Lecha Tvuna Tinsorchena. So, Mezima Tinsorchena, this is the idea behind good thoughts. Mezima are like plans. Tishmar Lecha, if you have plans in your heart, thoughts that stay with you, that will watch over you. Because if you think to yourself, here's how I want my day to go, this is what I want to do, then your day will go in that direction. But if you just wake up and go with whatever whim fits your fancy, whatever I'm ready to do right at this moment, that's what I'm going to do, then yeah, you're going to run into problems. You're going to run into real problems. But if you have your mezima, your thought process of what I want to do today, and sometimes there might be a thought process in there, it's just like, you know what, I kind of want to watch the Bears game today. And I understand that. Sometimes there is a need to watch something or to do something which you wouldn't do otherwise. So you're sitting there and like, this is what I want to do today. That will watch over you. Because if you have a plan for your day, then you know how it goes. But if you wake up in the middle of the morning and you're like, I don't know what to do. Like this morning, I went to Shacharis, did everything, whatever it was. Then after everything was over, I had a plan when I wanted to leave the house to go on my, the Chol Hamoed trip with my kids. And I was like, here's what I want to do. Here's what whatever it was. But I got thrown off. You know why I got thrown off? Because Rabbi First called me up and said, I want to go see the baby. 2 days after Bris, he wants to go see the baby. He said, when do you want to come? He wanted to come at 10:30. I wanted to leave at 10:30. So I'm like, okay. He didn't come until 10:40, right? Walks in, stays with the baby until 11 o'clock. My whole day is completely gone. Completely gone. You know why? Because I had set up my traffic how I wanted to leave at exactly 10:30. I was 15 minutes off on this, and then it was another 15 minutes off. So it bothered me because I do that. I do that when I wake up in the morning. I have a certain plan of what I want to do and how I want to accomplish what I want to do. And when it's thrown off, it hurts. Okay, so you got to be able to, obviously deal with what you have, and you do everything anyway, and it was fine. It didn't ruin the day at all, except I was a half hour late for dinner. Everything else was okay. But that's Tvua Tintzereka, right? That's the idea, understanding. Once you understand what you want to do with your day, it preserves you, it watches over you, it gives you your needs of what you need to do, because again, you have your vision of the day and how the day is going to go. I have a vision for tomorrow as well, by the way. But we have to leave the house at 10:45. So my kids can do that. It'll be great. And if they can't do that, what are you going to do, right? That's that. I told everybody, the worst part of anything was the fact that Sunday night when my wife went into labor 2 weeks ago, I had all my plans set out. I had all my sfarim on my desk. And I was sitting there. I said it in shul. Were you there when I said it in shul? No, it was the first night. It was the first night when I spoke. So either way, so I had everything set up. I had all my sfarim on my desk. I had everything set up where I had my chumash sfarim right here, my gemara sfarim right there, and my halacha sfarim right there. And I had everything. I had a plan of 3 hours. I was going to do my chumash shir, my halacha shir, and my gemara shir. I was going to set everything up, and everything was going to be there, right? And I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden, my wife turns to me, and she's like, we're going to the hospital right now. And I'm like, no, we're not. No, we're not doing this, because this is the worst time for me. And I'm like, give me like a half an hour so I can like make copies and stuff like that, right? I just didn't have, I was sitting there. I couldn't believe it. And it happened. And then I was in the hospital all night with no notes, nothing to do. This is all I had. I had a Tehillim, which I finished. And then I had my Gemara Brachos, which I finished, right? And then I had nothing else. So I got to watch Sunday Night Football for the very first time in years. I don't remember the last time I watched Sunday Night Football. I literally had finished everything that I was supposed to do. I had nothing. There was nothing else for me to do. Yeah, I could have chazered. That's what I could have done. I was not in the mood to chazer at the time. But that was that. So it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, La'atzilchu midarakro, to save you from that way of evil, me'ish medaber tapuchos, from a man who speaks perverse things. Because again, if you have a plan, then if a guy comes and meets you and says, well, I want to, let's go out. Let's go do something. No, I can't. I have a plan here. There's nothing I can do. right? I can't do that. So it, all of a sudden, it saved you from that evil path, from the person that you didn't want to hang out with. Ha'ozim orchos yosher, those who left the path of the righteous, l'lechaz barach yosher, who walk in the ways of darkness over here, ha'smechem lasos ra, who are happy to do evil, yagilu betapuchos ra, who are delighting when they turn things into absolute evil. They have a passion for evil, and they give into it constantly. If you have a plan, you can't hang out with them. You don't have to worry about it whatsoever. You don't have to worry about them harming you. Asher orchosim ikshim, their ways are crooked. Nilozim b'maglosam, they're devious in their circles. Now remember, we talked about a circle as being you keep doing the right thing over and over and over again. You have a plan which everything is there. But they have another plan. The plan is to do evil again and again and again, where tonight we're going to a bar, and the next night we're going to do this, and the next night we're going to do that. And they just go again and again and again in a circle of evil. Exact counterclock. Very good. Counterclockwise. In the opposite way, they're devious in that way, going in the other way as well. There is a subtle interpretation that Miyamoe says, at times the eye can err and it'll see a circle as a square. You know, like there's an optical illusion. You look at something and you're like, oh, that's a lamp. But really, it's two faces looking at each other. You know what I'm talking about? Or it's just two faces. There are ways of looking at stuff like this. These people are able to make a crooked course look straight. You're able to look at it. And I still remember somebody showed me a lulav once and he showed it to me in such a way where he's like, look, this is perfectly straight. And I was like, oh, you're right. It is perfectly straight. I don't know why I thought it was crooked. And then he let go of it. It was 100%. It was like that. Like, it was the coolest thing what he did. He did an optical illusion where he held the lulav in such a way where you couldn't see that it curved. And he made it seem that it was going straight. And he made it seem like that's a perfectly... So I called him evil. And that was the end of it. Latzil chomi ishi zara. This will save you from a strange woman. Minachriya amareh achalika. From the alien woman. The woman whose words are very smooth, who's done this before, who sees you in your place and says, oh, I can say something, I can do something at this point. Ha'ozeves aluf ne'urel, she who forsakes the leaders of her youth, ves bris elohel shachecha, and forgot the bris that she made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she decides this is a person who originally she was probably from. And she's married, she's got a husband, but she doesn't want to deal with her husband. In some way, shape, or form, this is referring to Klal Yisrael, who forsook the Torah. The wife, the wayward wife, is a reference to Bnei Yisrael that went off a little bit and no longer keep the Torah properly. But obviously, in Pshat, we're saying you'll stay away from the woman who's a bad woman. Kishach el mavas besa. Her house will sink down to the land of death. Vel refayim magloseha. And to, whatever you want to call it, to the pit, to the darkness. Rephaim also can be like the giants, you know, the giants of evil that we refer to in Sefer Bereishis. Right. Maglosah, all of her circles. She goes back and forth and does the same thing over and over again. She will go straight to Gehenna. Kol bo'eha, anybody who goes with her, lo yishuvun, they will not return. And that means that if a person says, you know what, just once I'm going to go with this woman, just once I'm going to do something that's evil, but I'm only going to do it once, and then I'm going to do tshuva right afterward. I'm going to work on myself, and I make sure it never happens again. Not true, you will never return. You will never be the same person that you were. You'll never be that same person. You were together with an Eishes Ish, right? And in contrast, if one person wants to use it, but it says, just once I'm going to watch something that I shouldn't be watching or see something in the internet that I shouldn't be seeing. Just once. I'll just do it this once and then I won't do it again. Kol b'leha, if you go into that situation, lo yishuvun, you will not come out. There is no way you will ever be the same. It's impossible for you to be the same. And therefore you will not see the way of life. One could say also that this refers to not just an Isha Zona, which is the obvious shot over here, but also when it comes to apikorsis. You want to choose, like one time, you know, I'll just read this book. It's not that bad, right? You will go in the ways of that book. It will influence you in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, what were you going to say?
No. But what about if she tricked you?
That's the point. The point is, don't let her trick you. You know who she is. Deep down, you know who she is. Deep down, you realize what kind of a person she is. So if she's tricking you, that means you allowed yourself to be tricked, which means you have only yourself to blame. Now again, in Shemayim, if there was some crazy situation that you couldn't have foreseen, then Shemayim will judge you well and whatever it is. We're talking about a person who knows. He knows this is not the right way. A person who got tricked. You know, what did he do? He went on YouTube and he just wanted to watch a video of the Chafetz Chaim walking down the street in the second Aguda, in the first Aguda convention, right? But on the side of YouTube, it says, hey, why don't you want to watch something totally disgusting, right? You think, you're like, what am I doing? I'm just watching this. Like, oh, I guess if it's on the same page as the Chafetz Chaim wouldn't let me watch something evil, right? There's no way the Chafetz Chaim would want me to see something evil, so this should be fine. That's the idea behind it, of where, unfortunately, it takes you in the wrong direction. Patzachof, Laman Telech Bederech Tovim, V'orcha Tzidikim Tishmor. If you do this, you will go in the ways of the good, and the ways of the tzidikim you will keep. That's the idea behind it. Meaning, this is a person who's wise, who does not turn away. He's planned his day. He can't go off in the ways of the Rishayim. He won't be fooled by the woman of the night. Those are the types of things. If you do this, the father is telling the son, Shlomo Melech is telling his children, but not literally, then you will not have to worry about anything. You will be in the ways of the righteous. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ki Yesharim Yishkinu Aretz. The Yesharim will inherit the land. And obviously, this not only refers to the land of the living, Eretz, you know, Olam Hazeh, it refers to Olam Haba as well. Smimim, the perfect people, Yivasruva. They will remain inside it. When it boils down over here, that's the idea behind it. Now, lots of people learn from this line, Yesharim Yishkinu Aretz, Smimim Yivasruva, what it means by over here. And also from the previous pasuk, Rabba Barachana once hired porters. This is the end of one of the prakim above Metzia, I'm sorry. He hired a bunch of porters to be able to bring all of his barrels in one place. The porters weren't careful, so they broke the barrels, right? So he said to them, right? He said to them, all right, you guys cost me all this money. Give me your shirts. You have shirts, you know, they have on your back that you use for your labor. That's the only money you have. You owe me money. So he took all their shirts. The men, who are now shirtless and obviously didn't have much money, the porters, they ran to Rav and they lodged a complaint. They said, you know, we don't have any money. Rav said, what happened? They said, well, we were taking Rav Avrahana's stuff and we broke the barrels and he took our shirts. So he called in Rav Avrahana and he said, go give him back their shirts. He said, what do you mean give him back their shirts? They did something wrong. They owe me money. Why shouldn't I take their shirts? He said, you're right. Laman Telech Baderech Tovim. I want you to go in the way of the good. That's the way the good people do. Good people are not going to take away their shirts. So he's like, fine. So he gives them back their shirts. Then afterward, Rav says to them, pay them. They worked for you. They didn't do a great job, but they worked for you. So give them their money. He said, Dina Hachi? Is that the din? Rav Baruch Hanna asked Rav. And he said, yes. V'orchos tzedikim tishmor. If you want to keep the ways of the tzedikim. Isn't that amazing? But that's what Rav told him. And he brought these psukim as the raya that you should do such a thing. So again, is it a chiyuv? No, it's not a chiyuv. But it's the way of the righteous to be able to do something that's a little bit more than everybody else. Rishayim eretz yikaresu, the Rishayim will be cut off from the line. Uvogdim, the faithless, the people that are wrong, yischu mimena, they will be plucked out from it. That's the idea behind it. That in such a way, maybe, a person will be able to be taken out from there. Fortunately, the Christians use this in their lines when it comes to, what do they call it, the apocalypse at the very end of time or whatever it is. Righteous. What they claim will happen is that the righteous are plucked out, right? And the Rishayim remain in this world being punished by demons and destroyer or whatever it is. They learn it out from these psukim and mishle over here. Kisharim yishkinu aretz, they'll stand, they'll get the land of the living. Utumim yivasuva. Rishayim eretz yikaresu v'hudim yischu mimena. Right? There will be a cutoff and whatever when it comes to stuff like that. But we understand it as something a little bit different. We don't know if it's going to be in this world, the next world. You want to call it kares. That was definitely, you know, yikaresu over here. You want to call it some type of destruction they'll have. Who knows? We have absolutely no idea.
It's talking about Olam Haba.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yesharim yikinu aretz. They get Olam Haba.
Mm-hmm.
And the mashma of sminim yikaresu, the sminim, they'll stay there. The Sharm are going to leave Olam Haba?
So it's the opposite, sort of. It's like, no, they'll all be, Yivasruba will be remaining in that land of the living of Olam Haba. They'll be there while the Rishayim, may Eretz Yikaresu, from that land, they'll be cut off. They won't get that land. And the Tumim are equal to each other.
They're the same.
Yeah, they're the same. And then the Rishayim and the Bogdim. I'd want to say, in the simple shot, poetic license. But is there something more to it? For sure. Yeah, for sure there is. But you'll see this throughout Mishle. Yeah, you'll see it throughout Mishle where it's going to be the same thing twice. Right? Where you say each pasuk has two different aspects to it. A little bit more, guys. We're not going to do that much more. Per Gimel. Bini, Torah Siyal Tishkal Mitzvot Yiro Libecha. My Torah, I don't want you to forget. My mitzvos, I want you to actually fear. There's normal. It's extremely normal to forget Torah. But it's for one of two reasons. Either because of a natural forgetfulness, because obviously we're going to forget things naturally, or because of a lack of attentiveness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know, listen, if you naturally forget, I understand that. That's totally understood. But I don't want it to be something in which you didn't pay attention and therefore you lost it. Pay attention. Be diligent when it comes to learning Torah and do it again and again and again. If you keep doing my mitzvos properly, then you won't forget. Like, the easiest way to remember the halacha in most situations is to do it again and again and again. If you do it over and over and over again, then you're not going to forget it. Because after a while, it just becomes a part of you. That's the easiest way. That's why they call it Shimush Talmid Chachamim. There's learning and there's teaching. But then there's Shimush Talmid Chachamim. When you're Meshamesh Talmid Chacham, you see what he does. You're involved in his daily activities. Then you realize that's the halacha. That's how we paskin. You start getting there. I still remember when I asked somebody where, at the end of Kiddusha, when you say V'karazeh Elzev Yamar, right? I always see people go, you know, to the left, to the right, and to the front. So I said, where is that? So I asked a rabbi in Neve Yaakov, his name was Rabbi Kaganoff. So I asked Rabbi Kaganoff, where do we get that from? So Rabbi Kaganoff told me, he said, go watch Gedolim Davin Kedusha. Go watch them. So I would watch, and in Minyanim, you'd see all these people go, Korzel, Zev, Yamar. But every Rav of every shul that I went to throughout Eretz Yisrael, I probably watched about 25 different Rabbanim do it. Everyone was stock still. The Korzel, Zev, Yamar. And then Kadosh, lifting up their lives for Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I didn't see it once by any Gedolim. And I can list them for you. Rev Weber, Rev Scheinberg, Rev Eliashiv, Rev Nevin Saul. You could go down the list. Rev Chaim Knievsky. Like all the way through each one, every single one of them stayed stock still for Rekar Azel Zev Yamar. I'm sorry? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, I knew that actually. You know what a funny story? Somebody called him up. Whatever, Nevensol was right. Somebody called up somebody who was close to Nevensol. He said, oh, Nevensol's right here. Do you want a bracha from Nevensol? So he got the bracha from Nevensol. Nevensol got on the phone and said to him in English, he said, I'm engaged. Wish me a mazel tov. Isn't that great? Oh, you gotta love it. He's such a tzaddik. Unbelievable. Anyway, regardless, that's the pshat. If you keep my mitzvos, I'm guaranteeing you won't forget things. And if you keep my mitzvos and you do my Torah, etc., I promise you long life. Again, that could be in this world, it could be in the next world, but I promise you long life. Shnos chaim, years where you'll fulfill your life. Because again, years in which you'll have great life. Sometimes we're not zochet a long life in this world. But your years will be filled with good life. You'll have awesome things that happen, even in the however many years you're on this earth, however many years you were blessed with, you'll have many awesome years, and shalom will be added onto you. For some reason, everything bad will just pass over you. You don't have to worry about that. Where all of your neighbors will end up getting, like, I don't know, like a tax code passed on them, you'll forget it. It won't happen to you. That's the idea behind it. And even the bad will turn into good when it comes down to it. That's the idea behind it. It says, Chesed Emes al Yazucha, do not allow Chesed Emes to forsake you. In other words, keep Chesed and Emes with you at all times. Kashem al Gagorosecha, tie them on your throat. Kashem al Luach Libecha, write them down on the board of your heart. Meaning, a person who's Kulo Chesed, who really thinks about doing Chesed, will find opportunities for chesed that others had no idea even happened. Because if you're constantly thinking, I wonder if I could do this chesed or not, then where other people see no opportunity whatsoever, you'll see it. It'll be right there in front of you. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's right there. Whether it's coming to helping out others who are sick, helping out others who are in avelus, helping out others who are poor, whatever it is, and treating them with respect, you'll see it while others will not. You'll be able to do things that other people won't if it's mamish written. And I've seen that. I'm sure everybody knows this. There are certain people that for some reason, they're always involved in chesed opportunities. Well, I'm like, I'm looking for a chesed opportunity. I can't even find one. I don't even know what to do. Like, I'll look at, there are certain high schoolers, especially in Skokie Yeshiva, that just, it's like chesed is literally like following them wherever they go. Like, wherever they go, they're like, oh, I helped an old lady cross the street today, and I shopped for somebody, and I drove somebody's car home for them. And like, and you're just like, how did you have the opportunity? But that's what happens. If that becomes your thing, then you will have chesed throughout your entire life. It will be absolute wherever you go when it boils down to it. Tzoras chesed, I'm sorry?
Like that with learning also.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. You find opportunities to learn when all of a sudden, right, it's right there. And not only that, you'll have like the greatest Talmidei Chachamim that like come to town and you'll just be like, oh my gosh, I have an hour with this Rav. What am I supposed to do? Right? I wish. I wish. I'll tell you when I come up with something good. This, everybody should recognize this pasuk over here. Umtza chen v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. You will find favor and seichel tov. That's a good line. In the eyes of God and the eyes of man. What's seichel tov? Seichel tov could be good looking. You'll have a good look. People look at you and they'll say like, oh, I like that guy. You know, something like that. Seichel tov could also just be, simply put, a good mind. You'll have the right thinking process. But everybody recognize that word? Where is it from?
The benching.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. The only problem is that you probably have pronounced it wrong your entire life. It's not your fault. You probably said, umatza chen v'seichel tov. It's probably how you said it. It's okay. But it's umtza chen v'seichel tov v'nei l'kim. What do you have?
That's umetza.
Where is it?
I thought it's umetza because it comes after...
It's umtza. No, after a shuruk. After a shuruk should be umtza.
No, but the shvab comes after a... what's it called?
What, after a shuruk?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It should be umtza. Umtza chen v'seichel tov. Not umetza.
You sure?
Yeah, almost. I'm 99.7% positive. I will call Rabbi Eisenberg soon to be sure. But yeah, that should be that. But that's the line over here. And we'll stop with this one right over here. Pasuk K. It says, "Betachal Hashem becholibecha." If a person has that betachon to Hashem with all of your heart, it will be naschal al tishen, and not rely on themselves, not on your own bina. If you rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, now again, betachon on a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the most difficult thing in the world. How do we say I'm going to trust in God alone and not worry about anything else? Of course, that's a difficult thing to do. But if you have that betachon on a Kaddish Baruch Hu and not worry about anything else, you're guaranteed goodness. Now, obviously, there are certain times where you have to rely on yourself and you have to do certain things. You use that as your safety. Like at the very, very end, you do whatever you can to have that bitachon. If at the end of the day you can't have that bitachon, like you're running away from somebody or whatever it is, then okay, I'll be naska. Then you have to deal with your own bina and deal with it. But never rely on your own bina when you have the opportunity to have bitachon and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the idea behind it. We'll stop right over here. We're up to Pasuk Vav.